好的上午的时间和有个午餐，我们也很高兴下午一起再来学习神的话。
We always have some new ones with us, and we welcome those of you who are new. We welcome those who are back again, and a special welcome to Sid and Karen. We thank them for coming to us and to enjoy. We enjoy their fellowship with us. Sid is going to be preaching tonight at the prayer and Bible teaching time at 7:30.
特别的为今天新到我们中间的朋友们感到高兴，那特别的 Sid 和 Karen 跟我们在一起，然后 Sid 弟兄今天晚上也会在祷告会上给我们讲道。
And again, we just want to remind you that we want to give a Bible to everybody who's been here 5 times. Some of you may be in line for that, some not, I'm not sure. So,
我们来五次呢会送你一本圣经，如果有的话呢，请大家告诉我们。
Very, very good. Well, I don't know, are there other special announcements for tonight?
今天有没有什么特别需要通知的吗？
I think everything's pretty much okay. The building still smells of paint, but the smell is going down. And we're going to meet 10 o'clock on Saturday morning to put the building back together.
那因为我们刚刷了漆哈，稍微还有一点点味道，基本上快没了。然后这周六呢，我们会有一个时间把所有的东西都放回去。愿参加的弟兄姊妹都可以来。
Very good. All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer, then we'll start studying today.
好，我们一起来做一个开始的祷告。
Lord, we're thankful that you've given us the Bible.
主啊，谢谢您赐给我们这本圣经。
But we agree, Lord, that we couldn't understand it unless you explained it to us.
主啊，我们也真的明白，若您不向我们解释，我们是不能明白这经。
And so, Lord, our prayer is that indeed you will speak to each heart today.
我们的祷告是您今天对我们每一个人的心说话。
And we think, Lord, there are several who are often with us and not able to be here today. We pray that you will bless them as well.
主啊，也为那些常与我们在一起今天没有来的弟兄姊妹献上祈求，求你与他们同在。
And so we're looking to you as we open the Bible again today.
我们向上仰望您，当我们翻开这圣经。
And we offer our prayers and give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们献上我们的祷告和感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. All right. Well, we started last week studying the book of Romans.
那我们上周开始了新的这个罗马书的学习。
And Romans is a wonderful book because it explains the truth of God as it relates to our need for salvation.
所以这个罗马书呢非常的好，在哪一个方面呢？是讲了神的救，特别关于救恩的真理，讲得很清楚。
And so we're just going to carry on. We got into some of the introduction last week. We're going to carry on this week, looking mainly at the really at the departure. Excuse me, the departure of people away from God, and what happens when you do depart from God.
所以我们上周做了一个罗马书的简介啊。那我们今天会开始看一下那些离开神的人啊，那他们会有一些什么样的状态。
So what we're going to look at today is somewhat historical. It relates to individuals. It relates to cultures. It's just a general statement of departure from God.
所以这个今天的内容呢，可以是历史的，也可以是今天我们能够应用的，甚至是文化有背景的。那这些都是从总体来看，看人远离神之后，他是个什么状态。
All right. So someone might read together then, or read in Chinese. verses 16 and 17. We'll start there.
这问啊，我们看一下谁帮我们用中文先读罗马书一章的16节和17节。
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能， 要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希腊人，因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信得生。
All right, so together it says, I am not ashamed of the gospel, because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile.For in the gospel, a righteousness from God is revealed, a righteousness that is by faith from first to last, just as it is written, the righteous will live by faith. All right, so Paul begins by saying he's not ashamed of the wonderful gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗一开始讲的起头说呢，他不是以福音为耻的。
So what does the word gospel mean?
那福音这个词什么意思呢？
Good news.
就是好消息。
Okay. Would you be ashamed of good news?
你会因为听到好消息而为耻吗？
I'm often ashamed of bad news.
我总是听到坏消息觉得很羞耻。
But you wouldn't be ashamed of good news, and there's a reason given.Why he's not ashamed of the good news.
那是后面是有原因的，为什么他不会听见好消息而感到羞耻。
Well, in the gospel is the power of God for salvation.
因为这福音是神的大能要带人得救的。
Okay, now the problem that many people have is they say, I don't need salvation.
但是很多人的问题是从哪开始的呢？是说我不需要得救，不需要救。
You don't need to be saved unless you realize you're lost.
所以，除非我们认识到我们是失丧的，否则我们不会有得救的需要。
And so the next verses in the next chapters are going to show us just how lost we really are.
所以呢，下面一章呢，就会让我们看，就下面一段呢，就会让我们看见我们是有多失丧的这个境况。
There's two kinds of lost people.
有两种的失丧的人。
You tell me which one is worse.
你告诉我哪一种更糟糕。
People who are lost and know they're lost, or people who are lost and don't know they're lost.
一种呢是失丧的，但是也知道他失丧了。第二种呢是失丧了，但是不知道自己失丧。
What's worse?
哪一种更糟糕？
The second one is the really bad one. If you're lost and you don't know you're lost, you're really lost. If you know you're lost, then you're ready to find out how to get saved. But if you don't know you're lost, you don't even know you're lost.
所以呢，对于第二种人来说呢，是更糟糕，因为。他甚至不知道自己是失丧的。对于第一种呢，他也是失丧，但他至少知道他需要寻找救赎，他有这个需要。
And so the verses that we're going to be studying later on today are there to show us how really lost we are.
所以今天下面我们要学习的这些经文，其实就是要告诉我们，我们是有多失丧，我们失丧的境况是有多严重。
All right, the interesting thing that verse 16 says is that the message of God in salvation, the message of salvation is for everyone, to the Jewish people and to the non-Jewish people.
所以16节的内容呢，其实就说呢，神的信息啊，是给每一个人的，既是给犹太人，也是给外邦人。
So, as I look around the tables,I don't see anybody who's Jewish.
然后我看一下桌子上，没有看见任何一个犹太人呢。
I think we're all not Jewish, but the gospel is for us too.
所以我们都是旧约里的外邦人，但是这个福音也是为我们的。
That's very, very good.
这是非常好的。
Now verse 17 says,
17节说
that in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed.
在神的福音上、啊、神的义就显出来了。
Okay, that's a key phrase. We'll get to it later. But it's a key phrase because the gospel is the revelation of God to the people who are lost.
所以这个是一个很重要的经文啊，因为福音是对于失丧的人来说是神启示给他的真理。
So I remember the story of a man, excuse me, who was lost. He was driving his car in the country, and he was lost.
我讲一个故事啊，有一个人呢，他在他的国家开车呢，他走丢了。
And so he saw a boy by the side of the road. He said to the boy, "Excuse me." Can you tell me where such and such a city is?
然后路边有个小男孩，然后他停下来问那小男孩，你能不能告诉我呢？这个城在哪里？
And the little boy said, "Nope, but I can tell you how to get there."
然后那个小男孩说，那我不知道这个，但是我知道怎么去那个地方啊。
Okay, and so the little boy said.If you follow this road and then you turn right at the end of the road, you'll get to where you're going. I've never been there, he said, but they told me that's how to get there.
他说呢，我从来没有去过那个城，但是我可以告诉你，有这条路呢，往下走，然后往右转，走到底呢就能到那个城。虽然我没有去过。
Okay, I've never been to heaven.
就是那，他说呢，我也没有去过天堂。
But I can tell you how to get there.
但我能告诉你怎么去。
Okay, and this verse says that the salvation that is available to us is something that is revealed from God.
所以救恩呢，就是那样的好消息，是从神启示出来，显明给我们的。
We would never know how to get to God if God didn't reveal that information to us.
所以我们若不是神启示给我们，我们是没办法知道怎么到他那里去。
And so the revelation of how to get to heaven is in the gospel.
所以如何进到神那里去啊？这样的启示是在福音里告诉我们，是启示给我们。
All right. So that's what the book of Romans is going to be all about.
这就是罗马书的一个主题了。
But verse 18 now begins like this.
18节是这么开始的。
It says the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness.
他说神的愤怒啊，是从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
Yes, sir, you're on.
I was just going to make a comment about verse 16. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. There is a temptation for someone who has newly trusted Christ to not confess Christ to his closest relatives.
所以十六节呢，说我不以福音为耻啊，但是呢，对于刚信主的人呢，总是会有这样的试探。当他刚得救的时候，他总是不是很乐意或者敢于把自己的所信的告诉他身边的人。
I remember when I became a Christian, I was 16 years old.
那比如说我呢，我在十六岁得救。
And I came from a family that was not believers.
那我也是来自一个不信的家庭。
And I left my father.To come to Vancouver to rescue my brother, who I thought was in a cult.
所以我离开我的父亲的家，我来到温哥华。那时候呢，我想来拯救我的哥哥。我觉得我哥哥陷到这个邪教里去了。
Because he had become a Christian first, and I thought I didn't understand what he was doing, and I was concerned for him.
那因为呢，那个时候我哥哥刚刚信主啊，刚刚得救，然后我却认为他应该信了什么。不好的东西，我想来救他。
So my dad let me go to see if I can help my brother.
然后呢，我父亲就让我走啊，来看看我到温哥华来能不能救救我哥。
So when I got back, when I got my saw my brother, I was the one who needed help, and I got saved.
但是呢，我来到这里，我见到我哥以后呢，发现其实我是那个需要被救的啊，最后我得救了啊。
Now I went back to my father.
然后呢，我就回去我父亲的家。
Who was expecting me to be the help to my brother?
我父亲那个时候呢，还在期望呢，我去温哥华能救救我哥哈。
And so I had to confess to him that I am now a Christian. I am like my brother.
然后我只能跟我父亲承认啊，其实那个时候呢，我也跟我哥一样成为一个基督徒了。
And I wasn't ashamed. I had to tell him, but I was still scared.
那我不是感到以这个为耻啊，但是我还是有点害怕啊。
And so my dad, who was a very experienced man, and I was a little boy who was 16, what do I know that I can tell him?
我父亲是一个非常熟练的，就是他很成熟的人啊。那我就是个16岁的孩子，我怎么跟他讲这个事儿呢？
So I told him that I was a Christian.
然后我就告诉他，我现在是个基督徒了。
And he said to me, "Well, I have my own religion. Don't trouble me with your stuff."
然后我父亲就说呢，哎呀，我有我自己的宗教啊，你别来烦我。
And I continued to speak to him about the Lord.
然后我还是不断的跟他讲关于主耶稣的事。
And he kicked me out of the house.
他就把我踢出了家门了。
He asked me to leave.
他说你走吧，他说你走。
If you're going to preach like that, I don't want you in my house. Where you go?
说你要是再这么讲这个是福音啊，我就让你走，你离开我家。
So I paid a price for standing for Christ.
所以为主站立啊，我付上了代价。
And then about 5 years later.
那五年之后呢
？I was now living in Vancouver.
那个时候呢，我已经住到温哥华来了。
My dad calls me.
我父亲给我打电话。
He says, "Sid, we are happy."
他说 ，Sid， 我现在很高兴。
I said, "Why are you happy?"
我说你为什么高兴呢
？He says, "We trusted the Lord."
Amen.
他说我们信靠了主耶稣。
So sometimes when you become a Christian, you are ashamed to tell others who are close to you that you have come to Christ.
所以有的时候呢，当你信靠主之后，你总是感到胆怯或者羞耻，不愿意去告诉身边你的亲人。
So the Lord Jesus asks us not to deny His name in front of others around.
所以神说呢，你不要在他人面前否认他的名。
And if you honor Him, He will bless you.
如果你认他啊，你荣耀他，他就祝福你。
And who knows that maybe you are the instrument that God is going to use, who's going to bless many other people because of the Lord.
所以我们不知道，也许你就是那一个器皿呢，你就是那个通渠道，神要借着你来祝福身边的人。
So I know there are many around the table here who are first generation Christians. In other words, you are the first one in the family.
我知道我们在座的很多人都是家里的第一代基督徒，或者换句话说呢，你是最早在家里接受主。
And the words of the Apostle Paul are very important to us. I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
所以使徒保罗的这个话啊，对我们很重要。我们不以福音为耻。Amen.
Very good. So the question is, what is the gospel? The answer is.It is something that has been revealed from God down to us.
所以，什么是福音？那答案就是，那从神那里启示出来，启示给我们的那个好消息。
And it's got a strange name. It is called the righteousness that is by faith.
那这个名字呢，我们叫做因信。称义啊，因信。
It's the righteousness of God, or the righteousness from God.
这是神的义哈。
So we wouldn't really know about it if the Bible hadn't told us about it.
如果我们不借着圣经告诉我们呢，我们是不能知道。
If you just get a few people sitting around and they say, "How could I please God?" They would say, "Well, I guess I better be good."
所以如果你想一想，假设一群人聚在一起，讨论呢，我们怎么样才能让神喜悦呢？会有人立刻说呢，我要做好事。
But the problem with that, of course, is that even if you say, "All right, I'm going to be good," you used to be bad.
问题是呢，就算你说好，我现在开始做好事，那你过去做那些坏事怎么办呢？
So being good tomorrow isn't going to solve the problem of yesterday.
那你从今天开始往后要做的好事呢，不能解决你从今天开始往前的那些问题。
I heard the story of a man who borrowed $100,000 from his friend and didn't pay it back.
那我听过一个故事，一个人呢跟他朋友借了10万块钱，还不起了。
And his friend said to him.I want the $100,000 back.
那朋友说呢，那我想要你还那10万块钱呢。
And the man thought for a while, and then he went back to his friend. He said, "I've got a solution for the problem."
那这个人想一想呢，就跟他朋友说呢，我这个麻烦呢，我有个解决方案了。
Oh, good, the man said, "That's very good. You're going to give me the $100,000."
那个人以为他要还钱了，说好，那你还给我要。
No, he says, "I'm not going to do this."But he says, "I'm going to promise, I'm never going to borrow money from you again."
然后他说呢，不，我现在不还这个钱，但是我可以承诺，但向你承诺，我从今天开始再不向你借钱了。
That doesn't solve the problem, does it?
但这个没解决问题，对吧？
So somehow we've got to get a righteousness from God.
那某种意义上呢，我们总要从神那得着那义哈。
But then verse 18 says.There's something else that's been revealed. The wrath of God is being revealed.
所以十八节看见呢，那神的愤怒啊，也要从天上向罪人显明。
And Paul is going to spend a long time now talking about the wrath of God, so that when he ultimately talks about the righteousness of God, we're all going to be very happy.
所以神呢，保罗在这里他开始讲神的愤怒啊，这样的话呢，作为一个铺垫，等到最后他讲神的义的时候呢，我们就会很高兴了。
So the question is, what would the wrath of God look like? What would it sound like?
那问题是这个神的愤怒听起来或看起来会像什么样子
？How could you identify the wrath of God?
那你怎么能？辨识出这是神的愤怒。
And so the verses that we're going to study now are going to outline for us the wrath of God. When God is angry, what happens?
所以今天我们要学习的经文会让我们看一下神的愤怒，当神愤怒的时候会发生什么。
All right, so someone then verse 18.
谁帮我读一下十八节？
原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
Yeah. All right, together. The wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all the godlessness and wickedness of men who suppress the truth by their wickedness. All right.So the wrath of God is going to be against godless people and wicked people.
所以神的愤怒会显在那一些不虔不义的人身上。
Okay, now we're going to find out what kind of godless and wicked people they are.
我们来看一下这种不虔不义的人都是些什么人。
And the first thing we learn about them is...that they suppress the truth by their wickedness.
首先呢，我们知道这些人是在行不义啊，阻挡真理。
Okay, what would that mean?
这什么意思？
To suppress the truth by their wickedness.
那行不义阻挡真理是个什么意思？
Where would you find the truth of God?
你会在哪里找到神的真理啊？
You'd find it right here, wouldn't you?
就是从圣经里，不是吗？
Okay. Now, here's a problem. Some people will tell you that they know the truth of God is here, but they've closed the book and they're reading the newspaper. They pull out their cell phone and they say, "I don't need this." And okay.
所以有的人呢，他会这样。虽然他知道这里满了真理，他知道这本书是从神来的书，但他会把这本书合上，他去看报纸，他去看手机，他去看一切其他的内容，他就是对这本书没有兴趣。
All right, the truth of God is there, but they suppress it and they put it aside.
所以神的真理在这里，但他们却阻挡着真理放到一边。
Well, that would be very foolish, wouldn't it?
这是比较愚蠢的，不是吗？
When I was in my third year of university, I met a man, and he told me that he used to know the truth of God.
我在大学三年级的时候碰到一个男的，那他告诉我呢，他说他以前也知道神的真理。
I said, "Oh, that's very interesting. When was that?"
那我说，哎呦，那个还挺有意思的，你什么时候知道的呢？
He said, I went to Sunday school.
他说呢，我以前是也上周日的主日
学。I said, very good. How old were you when you left Sunday school?
那我就问他，你是多大时候离开这个主日学的？
He said, I was in the third grade.
他说我三年级的时候离开。
So here he is now, third year university, and he rejects the Bible that he hasn't looked at for 12 years.
所以呢，这时候我跟他聊的时候是大学三年级了，他已经快十二年没有再去接触这个圣经，他知道里面有真理。
I said to him, well, why didn't you do something with the Bible for the last 12 years?
那我说问他，你为什么过去十二年你不怎么看呢？
He said, well, I've got to do my studies and I've got other things I've got to learn and do. I was busy for 12 years.
他就跟我数啊，我有这个，我有学习，我有很多很多其他的事啊。我过去十二年多忙啊，太忙了。
What was he doing? He was suppressing the truth. The truth was here. He said, I don't need that. I've got something else. And he turns away from the truth.
所以他做的事情其实就是，他说我有其他的事要去忙，所以他把真理呢放到一边啊，离开了真理。
If you turn from the truth, where do you end up?
如果你远离了真理，你会去到哪里呢？
You end up, that's right, you end up away from the truth. You end up in falsehood. If you go to the top of a mountain and you leave the top of the mountain, where do you go? Down. Okay, there's only one way from the top of the mountain, and that's down. There's only one way from truth, and that's into error. You can go 28 different directions from truth, but it's all error.
所以离开真理只有一个可能，就是错误和谬误。这就像呢，你一开始站在山顶，然后你要离开山顶呢，你不管有哪一个方向，你可能有28个方向走，但是这个结果只有一个，就是往下走，就是离开山顶往下。真理也是，你可能有各28种方式离开真理，但是你只有一种结果，就是谬误。
The Bible says these people don't just turn from the truth, they push the truth aside, they suppress the truth.
所以圣经说呢，这些不但离开哈，他们还是阻挡啊，压制。
That's what happened to Canada.
这就是今天加拿大发生的事。
In the 1960s and 70s.
在1960年代、70年代的时候。
We used to read the Bible every day in school.
我们那时候在学校呢，每天都读圣经。
We used to pray every day in school.
我们在学校里呢，每天都祷告的。
Canada said we don't need that.
现在呢，加拿大把这个放到一边，说我们不需要这本书了。
And we suppressed the truth.
所以我们就压抑了哈，阻挡了这真理。
God says, I want you to know the wrath of God is against people who do that.
所以神说呢，我要让你们知道神的愤怒啊，是在这种人身上是大的。
God says it's important that you understand the truth of God. Don't you dare to say to God, I don't need your truth.
所以说神说呢，你怎么能说，你怎么敢说我不需要你的真理，这个。
What is the consequence of that action?
那这样的一个阻挡结果会是什么呢？
The wrath of God begins to be revealed to those people.
就是神的愤怒会在这些人身上显明出来。
Why do people turn from the truth? Why do they suppress the truth?
为什么他们会人们会从神的真理上远离呢？ 或者阻挡。
The answer is because they want their wickedness.
答案就是他们喜悦自己的不义。
My friend told me when he first started to read the Bible, he would read along until he saw something he didn't like.
我有朋友跟我说呢，哎，他原来读圣经的时候，他会一直读，读到什么为止呢？读到一些部分他不喜欢的。
Then he turns somewhere else and starts reading there.
然后他就跳过去，又看一些看别的地方。
Okay. What's he going to learn every time he sees something he doesn't like? He turns away. Is he going to learn the truth of God?
然后每一次他看到不喜欢，他就撇开，他又开始看别的。你觉得他能学到吗
？Did he want the truth of God?
他想要神的真理吗
？Why?He wanted his wickedness.
因为他喜悦的是自己的不义啊。
That is the first problem.
所以这是第一个麻烦。
Now, verse 19 and 20 explain the seriousness of that problem.
那十九和二十节呢，就说了这个麻烦的这个严重性。
So someone will read verses 19 and 20, please.
谁读一下十九和二十两节？
神的事情，人所能知道的，原显明在人心里，因为神已经给他们显明。自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的。虽是眼不能见，但基着所造之物。就可以晓得叫人无可推诿。
All right, together. Since what may be known about God is plain to them, because God has made it plain to them. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, His eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen.Being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
All right?
So, here is the seriousness of the problem. God has presented truth, and people have turned away from the truth in spite of the fact that they knew the God of truth.
所以现在我们看呢，神把这个神的真理启示出来了，但是有人呢，我们尽管知道这是真理，还却远离去阻挡，离开这真理。
Adam and Eve had two sons.
那亚当和夏娃呢有两个儿子。
One was Cain, one was Abel.
那一个是亚该隐呢，一个是亚伯。
Cain turned away from the truth.
该隐就远离了真理。
And he ultimately killed.Abel.
而且到一个程度，他最终把他弟弟亚伯给杀了。
Did Cain know there was a God?
该隐知不知道有个神呢？知道。
Was he in deep trouble because he killed Abel?
他杀了亚伯，是不是他有大麻烦
？Okay. Now the question is, do people in our day know that there's a God?
所以呢，现在的问题是我们这个时代的人知不知道有一个神呢？
How would they know?
他怎么知道呢
？Answer: Because from the creation of the world, all the things that God has created, including you and me, and they themselves, they know that there's a God because God has made it clearly plain.
所以呢，答案就是我们只要睁开眼看周围一切的创造啊，宇宙万物，树木。花草，包括我们自己，我们就知道这是非常清楚的显明，有一个神呢、啊。
Now if something's clearly plain, it's pretty plain, isn't it?
所以这是非常显明明白的，有一个造物主。
Is the sun shining?
太阳是不是在天上
？Okay, we all know the sun is shining.
我们都知道太阳是在天上。
Even the people who are blind could go to the door and they could feel the heat of the sunshine.
即使一个瞎子也可以来到门边上，用手去能够感知从太阳来的热。
God says that the fact that He is there The fact that he is eternal. The fact that he is powerful. It is there. Every single person knows it.
所以神让我们知道，每一个人其实都知道神是真实的，神是存在的，神是有大能的。
So much so that verse 20 ends with the phrase, "So that man are without excuse."
所以这个到一个程度呢，二十节到最后说呢，这个神显明给我们这个证据啊，其实是叫人无可推诿。
I've met many people.In my life, who have said, "I don't believe that there's a God."
我在我一生中碰到很多人跟我说呢，我不相信有一个造物主，有个神。
I have said to them, "Excuse me, but you are lying. You know that there's a God."
然后我就会这么回答他，我说对不起啊，其实你在撒谎，因为你是知道有一个神。
I quote this verse to them.
我就引用这些经文跟他说。
I have never yet heard anybody say that verse is wrong. I know that there is no God.
然后说完以后，我从来没有碰到过有人跟我说呢，这节经文是错的。我知道那里没有神，没有人再这么回答。
Deep down in our hearts, we know there's a God.
其实，在我们内心深处，我们都知道有一个神。
And it doesn't matter whether you're an atheist at UBC.
这个无所谓，你是一个可能 UBC 的无神论者。
It doesn't matter whether you're an atheist in Hollywood or Washington D.C.
或者你是一个好莱坞或者华盛顿的这个无神论者。
It doesn't matter whether you're an atheist in Russia or China.
也许你是一个俄罗斯或中国的无神论者。
We all know that there's a God.
我们都知道有一个神。
And I've quoted to you before the author.Of the Communist Manifesto. The Communist Manifesto.
It's a book.
That's right, yeah.
So, 有一本书。可能是这个书名就叫《共产党宣言》Manifesto.
Okay. Communist Manifesto. Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto.
马克思写的，对。
Okay. The first line, there is no God.
对，然后第一行就是没有神了。
Did Karl Marx believe that there was no God?
Karl Marx 真的相信没有神吗？
No.
不。
Karl Marx knew there was a God.
他知道有一个神。他知道。
Karl Marx was a liar.
他是撒谎的。他知道。他知道。
Karl Marx said two things. Number one, there is no God. That's what he said. But he knew there was a God. And elsewhere he says that.
第一呢，他说呢没有神。虽然他里面知道，他知道有神，他说没有神。
And the other thing Karl Marx said was.I am not a Marxist.
那第二件事他说呢，他说我不是一个马克思主义者啊，卡尔马克思自己说的。
So, you will never meet an atheist.
所以你是不可能真正碰到一个真的无神论者的，没有的，这地上没有这样的。
You will meet many people who will say that they're an atheist.
你只会碰到一些自称为无神论者的。
But you will never meet an atheist because this verse says the fact that there's a God is plainly seen.
所以这里经文讲到呢，神是明明可见的。
Okay, or clearly seen.
明明可知的。
There are probably five different words in the Greek language, all of which say everybody can see it. God has made it known to everybody.
所以在希腊原文里呢说，我们是每一个人都能知道啊，神是把这样的，这样的道理显明给每一个人心里，就是有神的。
So if you clearly know that there's a God.And you suppress that truth to go and pursue wickedness, would that be bad?
所以如果你真的知道有一个神，然后你却把这样的真理呢撇到一边去，这个选择你的不义哈，这个是不是很糟糕？
Would that be very bad?
是不是很糟糕？
God says it's so bad that my wrath is going to be poured out on people like that.
神说呢，这是非常糟糕，以至于神的愤怒啊会倾倒下。
Okay, now we got to find out where the wrath of God continues. It starts here. It starts by rejecting the truth that we know. That's the start of the consequences, the wrath of God coming. But it goes on from there.
所以神的愤怒呢，这处只是开始。开始在哪呢？就是人知道有一个神，却不接受他，却是阻挡真理的，选择自己的不义。
So verse 21, please.
二十一节。
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
For although they knew God,
they neither
glorified him as God,
nor gave
thanks to him,
but
their thinking became
futile,
and their foolish hearts were darkened. All right. What was the problem with them? They suppressed the truth of God, and two other things followed. They did two other things.They said no to the truth of God, and then two other things. What were they? Number one.
所以他们选择不要神，两件事情会跟上来。哪两件事？第一是什么呢？
They did not give him glory.
第一呢，就不荣耀神。
Would that be serious?
这是不是很严肃的事？
Who deserves glory?
谁配得荣耀？
God.
神。
If Queen Elizabeth were to walk into this room right now, what would you do?
如果今天的女王啊进了我们这个房间，你会怎么办？
Honor. You'd stand up, wouldn't you?
你会站起来啊。
And you'd probably bow.
你会向她
say your Majesty.
你会向她鞠躬啊。
And you would give her glory.
你会把该得的荣耀给到她。
Why does she deserve glory?
为什么她配得荣耀呢？
Because she's the queen.
因为她是女王呢。
Okay. Frankly, if Donald Trump were to walk in here,
如果川普进来了，
you would stand up.
你也会站起来。
He's got a position that is to be honored, and shame on anyone, even a football player, who will not acknowledge that he has a position of honor.
就算这样的，你看到他进来，你也会站起来，因为他是一个站在一个更高位置上的，他配得荣耀的。即使你只是一个普通的运动员什么，你也会站起来，你会跟他鞠躬。
If Jesus Christ were to walk into this room now,
如果耶稣基督今天走到这个
房间， What would you do?
你会怎么样？
You'd fall down on your face.
你会敬拜他。
He's the God of glory.
他是荣耀的神呢。
How shameful it would be if Jesus Christ were to walk in here and you did not give him glory.
那如果耶稣基督进来，我们今天不给他荣耀，是多么羞耻的事呢？
Canada said they don't want anything about Jesus in our schools.
加拿大说呢，我们现在在学校里不要任何的关于耶稣的内容。
Do you think God heard that?
你觉得神听到这事了吗？听到。
That's pretty bad stuff.
这是非常糟糕的东西。
One of the last messages that's going to come to this earth before the Lord Jesus returns is going to be that the angel of God is going to go across heaven and he is going to write the last commandment of God for all to see.
那耶稣基督再来之前最后的时刻啊，会有什么样的事发生呢？天使啊，会在天上会写下那最重要的最后的命令啊给人。
You can read about it in Revelation chapter 14 sometime.
那这就是在启示录十四章讲的内容了。
This is what the angel says. Give glory to God.
这就是 天使要告诉我们的，要荣耀神，要把荣耀归于神。
That's what's wrong with our world.
这就是我们今天全地的错误啊，麻烦。
That's why God is angry.
这就是神为什么会有愤怒。
He alone deserves glory. He gives us the sunshine. He gives us the flowers. He gives us the good food. He gives us everything.
他是那唯一配得荣耀的，因为他给了我们阳光、雨露、吃的食物，一切的供应都是他来的。
And they didn't give him glory. What's the other thing they didn't give him?
那我们却不荣耀他。第二个我们不给他的是什么呢？
They didn't give him thanks.
却不给他感谢感恩。
Okay. When somebody does something nice for you, what do you say?
如果有人做了一些好事在你身上，你会说什么呢？
You say thank you.
你说谢谢你。
Yes. Not everybody does, you know.
但是不是每个人都这么做的。
Some people, I don't know how they grew up. Some children never say thank you.
有些孩子呢，我也不知道他长大是怎么长大，他从来不说谢谢你。
Some older people never say thank you.
一些大人也是一样，也从来不感恩。
You and I must say thank you to the God who made us.
那我们要给那造我们的主啊，要跟他说感谢。
So let me just ask you the question: How and when do you say thank you to God and give Him glory?
我要问大家一个问题：你们怎么样或者什么时候跟主说谢谢呢？
It's supposed to be all the time.
所有的时候。
But you know, sometimes we go a long time without.
但有的时候我们可能很长时间都没说。
I've just got to remind you that every Sunday morning at 9:30, in response to the invitation of the Lord Jesus Christ, we meet here to give Jesus glory and thankfulness.
那比方说呢，我每个周日的早晨九点半哈，我们在同一的时间，我们会去主那里给他当得的荣耀和感恩。
We do it that way because that's what he has asked. He said, "I want you to give me glory. I want you to say thank you. I want you to do it this way."
说这是神给我们的命令啊，他盼望我们把我们该得他该得的荣耀给到神和该得的感谢给到他。
We say, all right, if that's what God wants, that's what we're going to do. That's pretty simple.
我们会说，哦，如果这是神要我们做的，我们就做吧，这很简单。
All right, now, these people suppressed the truth, and they did not give him glory, and they did not say thank you.
然后你看这些人啊，他们阻挡真理，然后呢，也不荣耀神，也不感谢他。
What did God do?
那神会怎么办呢？
God responded in his wrath. What was it in his wrath that he did? Look at the verse.
那神在他的愤怒里，他怎么回应这些人呢？我们看往下面的经文。神是怎么回应这些人？ Thinking became futile.
Their thinking became futile.
对他们的思念啊，变成虚妄。
What on earth does that mean?
这什么意思啊？
Do you ever think?
你有没有思想啊？
What do you think?
你思想里面想什么？
Sometimes people think, they think very good things.
有的人会想一些很好的事情。
The father of physics was a man by the name of Isaac Newton.
那物理学的先祖啊，是一个人的名字叫牛顿。
He discovered gravity.
他发现了重力。
He invented the calculus.
他也发明了这个calculus.
Calculus, yes, that's a mathematical term.
对，应该是。
Cheers will tell you all about it.
不是几何，代数吧，应该是。微积分是吧？啊。
Okay. He explained the rotation.Of the planets in the solar system and so on.
他也的确发现了整个太阳系的这个运行的轨道啊。
Somebody said to him one day, "How do you do that?"
有的人有一天问他，你怎么做到的？
He said, "I tend to think more than you do."
他说呢，我就是想的比你多一些，思想比你多一些。
Okay, thinking is important.
所以思想是很重要的。
This says that when you suppress the truth of God, and when you don't give Him glory, and when you are not thankful, your thinking becomes futile.
所以这个经文告诉我们的，当我们阻挡真理啊，我们不把荣耀归给神。不把感谢归给神的时候呢，我们的思想啊、思念啊，就变成了没有用的、虚妄、空虚的。
The word futile, the original word, can be translated worthless.
那最初的那个词呢，原文的词也可以翻译成就是没有价值的。
Do you ever think things that are worthless?
你可以想一些什么东西没有价值吗？
Sometimes we there's an expression used sometimes in English, and it is he was building castles in Spain.
这英语里有这样的一个成语啊，说就在沙子上建城堡。
Even Sid hasn't heard that one. Okay.
Sid 说他没听过这成语。
In your mind, you can daydream, and you could think that if this.Or that I could do something.
你可以在脑子里想这个逻辑，就像那个白日梦一样。你说我可以做这个，做那个，然后最后有那个结果。
You could even build for yourself a beautiful castle in Spain.
你可以在西班牙造一个特别漂亮的城堡啊，其实是在你脑子里想。
It's all in your mind.
就在你脑子里而已。
No reality at all.
根本没有在现实中出现。
Part, the beginning of the outpouring of the wrath of God is that your thinking becomes worthless.
所以从这里看呢，你第一个开始进到的这个麻烦里，就是你的思想就开始变得没有价值了。
And you can think and think and think and think, and it doesn't do any good at all.
所以你可以一直想啊想啊想，但这个没有意义，也对你没帮助。
How does that happen?
这怎么会发生呢？
The wrath of God says that is your just desert.
那神的愤怒告诉我们，这就是我们自然的结果。
You say, I'm just going to say, put Bible over there, won't bother giving God glory, won't bother saying thank you, and you end up not thinking clearly.
所以当我们把真理撇到一边，我们也 不是很想去荣耀神，也不感谢他，然后结果呢，慢慢的很自然，我们的思想就变得没有价值了。
What happens to the heart of that person?You know what happens to the mind, they don't think clearly. What happens to the heart?
那我们现在知道我们的思想是什么状态，我们的心会变成什么状态呢？
It becomes dark.
变昏暗了。
Okay. If you've got to do a job outside, would you rather do it in daylight or in dark?
如果你在外面工作呢，你想在白天还是晚上工作？
If you've got to do it in the dark, they bring in great big floodlights.So that you can work in the dark.
即使在晚上工作呢，你会有大光啊，这样的话我们能看得见。
When you go out at night, do you put sunglasses on?
你晚上出门的时候，你会戴太阳镜吗？
How would you like to have sunglasses on your heart, so that you don't even feel properly your emotions and your decisions?Are blinded by the dark.
所以你也不会把这个太阳镜放在你心上啊，这样的话呢，你就一直是暗的。那你一切的决定，你一切的心思意念啊，都是被昏暗的所弄瞎了。
How did that happen?
这怎么会发生呢？
It happened because God said, "I am angry."You took my truth, you set it aside, you wouldn't give glory where it belongs, you wouldn't say thank you. This is what you get fruitless, empty, worthless thoughts and a darkened heart.
所以神，这就是神的愤怒的结果，一个自然的结果。当你远离 真理，当你不荣耀神、不感谢他的时候，我们的思想就没有意义，然后我们的心就变暗了。
Sometimes when people get angry, you say, "Oh, oh, boy, I better smarten up. He's angry."
然后有的时候呢，当人变愤怒的时候，你会说，哎呦，哦，我最好小心一点，因为他很生气。
I had a boss once.
我以前有个老板。
They called him the bulldozer.
人们管他叫推土机啊。
Okay. Now when he got angry, what did we do?
当他愤怒的时候，你猜我们怎么样？
We ran into a corner, sat in our desk.
我们都回到角落里啊，到我们电脑前。
We didn't want to meet him when he was angry.
然后我们不想在他生气的时候跟他打照面。
All right. That's God. God says, you must not suppress the truth. You must turn to the truth. You must not fail to give him glory. You must not fail to say thank you.
所以你不能够阻挡真理，你也不能不荣耀神，不感谢他。
All right, verse 22.
二十二节。
And 23.
二十二和二十三节，你继续读一下。
自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变为偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽走兽昆虫的样式。
All right, right. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. So this morning, we asked you the question if you had ever known anybody who actually worshipped idols.
今天早晨呢，我们问了朋友们说，你们认不认识，见没见过拜偶像的人呢？
And I was amazed. Most of you said yes.
我很诧异啊，我们每个人很多人都说，哎，我们见过。
Well, the next question, of course, is why would anybody worship an idol?
那下一个问题是呢，为什么人会有人去拜偶像呢？
Some idols are about this size and they're made of stone.
那有的偶像呢，可能也就是这瓶饮料那么大哈，他们是用石头做的。
And some people actually bow down to them and worship them, worshiping an idol.
那有的人就会真的对着这个石头呢去跪啊，去拜。
How could anybody be so foolish?
为什么会有人如此的愚昧呢？
Who wants to answer the question for me? How could anybody be so foolish?
为什么人会如此的愚昧呢？
Very simple.
很简单。
They suppress the truth.
他把真理。
They wouldn't give him glory.
也不荣耀。
They wouldn't be thankful.
也不感恩神。
And he says, "All right, go worship that idol."
所以神就任凭我们去拜偶像了。
How foolish.
那是多么愚蠢的事。
Do we live in a world today that is foolish?
我们是不是生活在一个这样的愚昧的世界？
If you were to go to India today, would you see people worshipping idols?
如果你今天去印度啊，你会不会看见有人拜偶像？
I'm told that there are millions of idols in India.
印度好像有成百上千的偶像，好多好多。
When I was in Singapore, I saw a Hindu building, temple, whatever it is.
我在新加坡出差的时候呢，我以前见过一个好像是印度教的一个建筑。
There were hundreds of idols.On the outside of that building.
在这个建筑物的外面哈，就几百个这个偶像就摆在那。
And people worship them.
然后人们就去拜。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because God is at the top of the mountain. And they said, "I want to go elsewhere." And they went all the way down to the point where they would worship a cow that's made out of plaster.
所以呢，神是在山顶啊。当我们远离神的时候呢，我们就会不同的方向 下山了。到一个程度呢，我们就会去拜一个可能只是一个塑料或者什么材料做的牛了。
Even the children of Israel would worship calves that were made out of gold.
以色列的人在旧约里我们也看见，他们也会拜那金牛犊啊，金子做的牛犊。
They got that far down because of the wrath of God.
他们如此做呢，就是因为神的愤怒显明在他们身上，就任凭他们去拜。
India is bad. What about Canada?
印度是不好啊，加拿大怎么样？
If you decided that you wanted to go to court today.And you were going to be a witness in court. You might be handed a Bible. You would put your hand on the Bible and you would say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
所以呢，你今天如果去法庭啊，你刚好要做一个见证，做一个证人的话呢，法官会给你一本圣经，你的手要按在圣经上呢，你要说这番话，你说我呢，我所说的一定是真实的，那我所说的一切是完全的是真实的。
Is that a good thing?
这是不是好事情？
Yeah.
But if you didn't want to do that,
如果你不想这么做，
you could ask someone to give you an eagle feather.
如果你要另外一个人递给你一个鹰的偶像羽毛，
you could hold an eagle feather,
鹰毛，鹰的羽毛，
and you could say, I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. I don't know what would come after that.
你能想象你手上拖着一根鹰毛啊，然后呢你就说呢，我发誓啊，我这个你所说的全是真的，一切都是真的啊！我们不知道这个场景还挺有喜感的。
That's Canada today.
这是今天的这个加拿大。
Is God angry at Canada?
神是不是愤怒呢？
Is the wrath of God being revealed against Canada?
神的愤怒是不是向加拿大起誓了呢？
Why do we teach the Bible?Because we want people to return to the truth.
我们为什么要教导人圣经？就是我们希望人回到真理。
If you go out in the woods today,
今天你如果出门去到森林里，
and you see a bear,
如果你不小心看见一头熊，
that doesn't have the right pigment in his fur.
Right pigment.
Pigment, the color of his fur.
如果它的颜色不对哈，它是这个皮毛的颜色不对。
If the bear that you saw wasn't black or brown, but in fact he was whitish, creamish, almost like the color of this wall.
如果它既不是灰熊，也不是黑熊啊，它是这种白色的，就像我们现在这个墙上这种颜色。
What do they call that kind of a bear?
他们管这种熊叫什么熊呢？
They call it a spirit bear. It's supposed to be holy. And that bear is worshipped in Canada today.
他管这个叫灵熊。所以这种熊呢，就是今天加拿大很多人拜这种熊。就不小心，就是对，其实就是一头白化的熊，白化病的熊。
We are more concerned about saving whales and spotted owls than we are about telling people about Jesus Christ. That's our country.
今天我们花更多的时间告诉人去救什么鲸鱼，而不是去回到神的真理那去。这就是我们今天国家做的事情。
I'm just going to tell you one more terrible story.
我告诉大家另外一个糟糕的故事。
There's a girl who is the daughter of a man who used to come to 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel. Her God is a frog.
有一个也来我们这教会聚会的人啊，那他来我们这的时候的他的神是一只青蛙。
Why is that?
Why is
the wrath of God is poured out against people who suppress the truth, who say, I don't want to give God glory, I don't want to give him thanks. God says, you can do that, but you will pay a terrible price.
所以神在我们阻挡真理，不荣耀他，不感谢他的时候，就任凭我们，任凭我们去拜那些属地的偶像。
All right, verses 24 and 25.
24和25节。
所以神任凭他们承受心里的情欲，行污秽的事，以致彼此玷辱自己的身体。他们将神的真实变为虚化，去敬拜侍奉受造之物，不敬奉那造物的主。主人是可称颂的，直到永远。
Amen.
Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshiped and served creating things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen.What happened next?
那下一步又会发生什么呢?
And then what happens next is God gave them over.
神又是任凭他们了，继续任凭他们。
All these terrible things happened. They actually ended up worshiping the idols. They wouldn't give God thanks. And therefore God gave them over, says, all right, you go and do that.
所以当人选择不要敬拜神的时候，神的回应就是，他就任凭你，好，他就把你给到你想要的那个方向去。
Okay, so a little child is playing in the backyard.
那比如说一个小孩子他在后院玩。
And there's something bad going on across the street.
在路。马路上呢有一些事情很糟糕。
What does mommy say?
那他妈妈会说什么?
She says you can't go over there.
他妈妈会说你不能去哈。
And in her wisdom and grace, she keeps the child from going to do things that are bad.
所以在妈妈的智慧里呢，她就会保护这个孩子啊，去做让他不去做那些事那个街上不好的事。
That's a wonderful thing, isn't it?
这是个很好的决定，对吗？
And you'd say, thank you, mommy, for keeping me from doing that bad thing.
你会说，哦，谢谢妈妈，你让我不去做那些不好的事。
That's not what this verse says.
但这个经文就不是这么讲的。
This verse says God opens the gate, says you go over there.
这节经文说呢，神把门打开，说你就去吧。
If you want evil, God says, I'll give you evil.
如果你想要邪恶呢，神说好，那你就去吧。
And he opened the gate for people to do evil.
所以神就把门打开，对于那些想要行恶的呢，就让他们去。
Okay. The evil is simply described here as sexual impurity.
所以这里叫情欲，心里的情欲，行污秽的事。
Is sexual impurity a problem in Canada today?
那这个事是不是在今天的加拿大也是很糟糕的？
It's a problem with our youth. It's a problem with the older. It's a problem with the poor. It's a problem with the rich.
所以这个麻烦呢，是对年轻人、对成人、对富人、对穷人都是麻烦。
Who is the richest man in the world today?
今天全地最有钱的是谁呢
？The CEO of Amazon.
就是亚马逊的头哈，亚马逊的 CEO。
How long has he been married?
他结婚多久了呢
？25 years.
That's right.
超过25年了。
Does he have a lovely wife?
他有没有一个可爱的太太呢？
Does he have a good family?
他有没有很好的家庭呢？
I think it's four boys and one daughter, isn't it?
他好像有四个男孩一个女孩啊。
Is he satisfied?
No.
他满意吗？
No.
Is he divorcing his wife?
Yes.
他是不是离婚了呢？
Is he going for another woman?
Yes.
How'd that happen? He suppressed the truth of God. He said, I won't give him glory. He said, I won't say thank you. And he started going down the mountain. And he saw another woman. And God didn't close the gate. He left the gate open for the man. And he went down the mountain.
所以这就是所发生的事，就是当他心里阻挡真理，他也不荣耀神，也不感谢神的时候，他就从山顶往下走了。然后走着走着，他就看见另外一个女人。然后这个时候神的反应呢，就是把门打开来，那你要做你就去做吧。然后呢，他就继续的往下行，他就到离婚的地步，他就开始堕落。
We used to have gates in Canada.
这加拿大呢，原来还是有门的。
The gates in Canada said it is illegal to divorce your wife.
加拿大原来呢，离婚还是违法。
We had laws in Canada that says homosexuality is illegal.
那以前加拿大呢，这个同性恋也是违法。
We had gates in Canada that says killing unborn babies is murder.
那以前的堕胎呢也是违法，就像和杀人是一样的。
Justin Trudeau's father became justice minister.
那特鲁多的父亲啊，他做过司法部长以前。
And he opened all of those gates.
然后他做司法部长的时候呢，他就把这些门全开了。
Why did he open those gates in Canada?
为什么他要开这些门呢？
Because of the wrath of God.
因为神的愤怒啊，显明了。
Canada had gone through the Second World War.
加拿大经历了二战。
And thousands, many thousands of Canadians had died in the Second World War.
很多很多加拿大人在二战牺牲了。
And by the grace of God, the Allies, Canada and her allies, won the Second World War.
因着神的恩典啊，加拿大和盟军呢胜了二战。
Did we say thank you, God?
我们有没有说神啊，谢谢你？我们没有说。
Did Canada give glory to the God who gave them victory?
神，加拿大有没有把荣耀还归给神的，给他们胜利的荣耀归给神？
Canada said no. God said, "All right, I'll open the gates."
加拿大说不，那神说好，那我就开了这扇门。
If anything should have brought Canada to its knees in thankfulness to God, it was winning the Second World War.
任何事啊，值得加拿大来到神面前跪下感谢他哈，就应该是二战。
And we forgot.
但我们还是忘了。
God, he said, "We don't need God."
我们说不要神。
God said, "All right, I'll open the gate."
神说那好，那我就开了这扇门。
And Canada has been spiraling downward ever since.
所以加拿大就在一个螺旋的下沉的过程中。
All this happened in the 1960s.
这些呢，都在1960年之后开始。
One of Canada's greatest historians.Was a man by the name of Pierre Burton.
加拿大有一个很著名的历史学家，他叫皮埃尔 Burton.
He was not a Christian.
皮埃尔不是一个基督徒。
He actually, I believe, went to UBC.
他应该是 UBC 上的大学。
And then he became a great historian.
他就成为一个有名的历史学家。
He wrote a book, and his book is entitled. 1967, Canada's last great year.
他的书名呢叫1967年，加拿大最后一个伟大之年。
What happened?
发生什么了呢？
Canada said we don't need the truth to suppress the truth. Canada said we don't need to say thank you. Canada said we don't need to give him glory. God said you'll become vain in your imaginations. Your heart will be darkened. And I can't remember the last one. The gates will be open.
所以呢，当我们阻挡真理啊，当我们不荣耀神、不感谢他的时候呢，我们先是思想开始虚妄，接着心变暗，最后神就把门开开来，我们就到罪那去了。
I want you to note that there are two things that go together.
我们要记得两件事是同时来的。
One is idolatry.
第一呢是拜偶像。
And the other is sexual immorality.
那第二呢就是情欲，逞情欲的事。
The two go together wherever you find them.
你会发现这两个哈是伴生的。
Sometimes in the Bible you will find immorality before idolatry. Sometimes it's idolatry before immorality. The two go together.
所以或者是一个先一个后，或者另一个先另一个后，但总是这两个是一前一后，他们在一起的。
It was that way in Israel in Exodus 32 when they made the golden calves and they had great sin in the camp.
所以就像当时他们造以色列人造金牛犊的时候呢，当他们造完金牛犊的时候，他们那场的聚会就是一场淫乱的聚会，就非常糟糕。
Idolatry and sexual impurity always go together. Doesn't matter where you find it around the world, you're going to find those two together.
所以无论什么时候你看见有拜偶像的事呢，他这个逞情欲和淫乱的事总是在一起的。
All right, those are probably time for some questions now, because we get a question or a comment before we carry on. What's happening? We are beginning to see the wrath of God. God says, "You do this, but remember, there will be a consequence," and He brings about the consequences.
所以神说呢，那我们看见我们会去做一些不好的事，但这个事呢，总是会有结后果，这个罪的后果就会带来神的愤怒。我们有什么问题吗？到这个点上。
Question, comment.
Important for us to understand that God hardens people's hearts only after they have hardened their own hearts.
所以我们要知道有一点很重要，就是神呢，让我们的心变硬，在之前一定会发生一件事，就是我们自己让自己的心先变硬。
If you look in, turn to Exodus.
如果我们看一下出埃及记啊。
Chapter 8, verse 32.
出埃及记的八章的三十二节。
You can look at verse 15 first.
我们先看十五节啊。
And you will see an expression about Pharaoh.
你会看见这里呢讲到了关于法老的一个状态。
And it says in verse 15, he hardened his heart.
对，在十五节呢，法老呢使他的心硬了，就不肯听，不肯听摩西。
Look at verse 32.
我们又看三十二节呢。
And Pharaoh hardened his heart.
这次呢，法老又硬了心，又记硬心，不听。
Verse 34.Chapter
9. 第九章的三十四节呢？
He sinned yet more and hardened his heart.
法老见雨和雹停止了以后，就越发犯罪。他和他的臣仆都硬着心。
So what does God do after this man has hardened his heart so often?
好，我们来看一下 那个神会做什么？当这个人，这个法老，他三次应了他的心之后，神的回应是什么呢？
Look at chapter 10, verse 1.
十章的一节。
And the Lord said unto Moses, Go in unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart.
所以耶和华对摩西说，你进去见法老，我使他和他臣仆的心刚硬。
And the heart of his servants. Look at chapter 11, verse 10.
我们再看十一章的十节。
And the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart.
十一章十节说呢，耶和华使法老的心刚硬。
Now, if you just read that expression alone, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, you would think that God was not fair.
如果你只读这一节经文呢，你会觉得，哎，神好像不公平啊。
But you must understand that God does not do that unless someone is determined to follow their own way and harden their heart towards Him.
所以你要知道，这是一个结果，除非这个人已经非常坚定的 表达他要硬心，而且是多次是这样的话，神不会许可这结果出来。所以是人先硬了心，神就任凭他继续硬心。
Other question or comment?
没有其他的问题。
All right, back to chapter 2 of Romans, chapter 1 of Romans and verse 25.
回到罗马书的一章二十五节。
It says, they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. That's the only alternative. If you don't believe the truth,You will believe the lie.
他们将神的真实变成虚谎啊，这就是一个自然结果。当你不要真理的时候，你接受的就是谬误，就是谎言。
You've got to believe something.
因为你总是要相信一些事情。
And if you don't believe the truth, then you do believe the lie. Doesn't matter how you believe the lie. If you don't believe the truth, you believe a lie.
所以呢，你若不相信真理呢，你一定是要相信谎言的，因为你总是要相信一些什么事。
Some people say, well, you know, I'm not really convinced of the truth. I'm not sure yet, so I'm not a Christian because, you see, I'm just not sure.
所以你有的人会说我不是个基督徒啊，因为我还不是很确实，我不是很清楚。
So what do you do if you're not sure?
如果你不是很清楚的时候，你该怎么办呢？
You're believing the lie.
你就会去相信谎言了。
You're saying, well, maybe the devil is more truthful than God.
你会说，也许这个恶者啊，这个魔鬼是比神更可靠啊。
And instead of giving him glory and being thankful today, you're saying maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
如果你这样呢，你可能今天本该荣耀他感谢神的时候，你说哎不行，我明天再做吧。
But because you don't believe it, you don't give him glory and are truthful today.
正是因为你今天没有这么做，没有感谢他，也没有荣耀他。
All of which puts an urgency on all of this, doesn't it?
所以这些就没有给你一个特别迫切的心呢，你去。
Verse 25 says, they worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator.
所以我们就会去拜那被造的，而不是造物的那一位。
Okay? Our society basically says, my job is to make sure that we fight climate change.
所以今天我们的社会会说，哎，我的工作就是去看一看环境。和这个气候变化。
What do you think would be a better way of controlling climate change? Asking the God who controls everything if he would keep on doing a good job, or deciding that you're not, I saw it the other day, that you're not going to drink out of a plastic straw. That's the big thing in Canada today. We must not drink out of plastic straws.
所以呢，你想这是不是有一点荒唐？就是造宇宙的万物的这个造物主啊，你不去敬拜他，你不去求他来保护你的环境啊。如果你真的想要的话，而你跑去一个什么这个，我有一次看见了，今天加拿大在推动的一个什么运动呢？就是再也不用塑料的吸管了，这个不环保啊。因为这个，那就这就是一个塑料吸管啊，就是因为塑料做的。所以我们为了环保，我们就再也不用塑料吸管。
But it's very bad, we're told. And so if you go to the white spot this afternoon and you get a straw, you won't get a plastic straw. You will get a paper straw.
如果今天下午呢，你去这个 white spot 就是个餐厅啊，你要点一杯饮料呢，你不会拿到一根塑料吸管，你会拿到一根纸吸管。
All that in the interest of protecting the earth.
原因就是哦，我们都要保护环境，都是因为这么说的。
Or would it make some sense to get on good terms with the God who made the earth?
那我们为什么不去敬拜那造物的主？为什么不到他那里去
？And our society has said you can't mention God, but you certainly must not drink out of plastic straws.
那我们的社会却这么说，他说你不能去，不要去敬拜那主，但是你不准喝呢。这个塑料的吸管里的这个饮料、啊 yeah.
All of which says Canada is in big trouble.
所以这样的看来呢，加拿大也是有大麻烦的。
All of which says Canadians are in big trouble.
加拿大人也是会有大麻烦。
Our job is to give glory to God and thank Him and turn to the truth.But not suppress the truth, because all of these are consequences. Because the wrath of God says to suppress the truth, to be unthankful, to fail to give Him glory is very, very bad, and we all know it's very, very bad.
所以我们要做的就是，我们不能像这不义的人这样啊，阻挡真理。然后不荣耀他，不感谢他，啊，最终的结果就是神任凭我们，会走到一切罪的后果上，以致他的愤怒显明，他会任凭我们。我们要做的是，我们真的来到他面前，给他当得的荣耀和感谢。
Okay, that is not where the wrath of God ends.
我们知道呢，我们今天查考的内容并不是神的愤怒停下来的点。
Until next week, we're going to study more.Find out more about the outpouring of the wrath of God against the folly, the rebellion of all of this.
所以下一周我们会继续看啊，它是一级级往上，就是到最后我们会看见神的愚昧，哦，人的愚昧会是怎么样？就是人背逆神，引来神的愤怒啊，并没有停在今天我们这个位置。
So let us pray.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we've been looking this afternoon at the very sad consequences of the outpouring of the wrath of God.
主啊，今天我们晚上看见了，就是您的因着我们的罪，您愤怒倾倒出来的样子。
But Lord, we get all excited about the fact that our passage today began with the revelation of the righteousness of God.
主啊，我们也很高兴，今天这一段话的开始是告诉我们。神的义向我们显明。
And Lord, the wrath of God is bad, but the righteousness of God is so much better that we just get excited about all the good things that you can do and are doing.
主啊，我们知道是您愤怒，因着我们罪而来的愤怒是可怕的，但是我们更看见您的义，您在我们向我们显明，过去、现在、未来向我们显明的义是好的，是更好的。
We acknowledge that we deserve the wrath of God, but we also thank you for the righteousness of God.
我们知道我们是当得的这样的愤怒，但是我们更感恩，是您赐给我们的救恩和义。
And so we remember the verse that we sang this morning, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.
我们就记得今天我们读的这句经文，说信。 靠耶稣基督就必得救。
And Lord, we just get excited about this. Help us to tell others. Help us to rejoice in it. We're in the midst of a country that has turned. And many of us have turned from the truth of God. But Lord, we can return. And Jesus will help us. Thank you for promising to save all who believe.
主啊，我们要为这个国家献上祈求，也有很多的国家都远离了神，盼望每一个人都能够在您的帮助下回转，说主啊，我要相信，我要接受你的救恩。
Thank you, Lord. We pray. Bring us back next week. We give thanks in Jesus' name.
谢谢主，我们把下周我们继续带回来。我们这样的感恩，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.